The state Supreme Court has upheld a district court's ruling that public funding of tuition for private and parochial schools through a voucher program is unconstitutional. Teacher unions are celebrating the decision, while Governor Bobby Jindal maintains the program itself remains sound. Monroe Federation of Teachers President Sandy Lally joins me in a discussion on the ruling by the state's top court. Sandy, thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Your reaction with the Supreme Court's ruling of the voucher program being unconstitutional?
I am so excited about it. You know, public schools to me are the foundation of our country. And when the initial school reform bill was put in by our governor, introducing this kind of nationwide, the voucher concept, you know, I'm not really opposed to that as long as it does not include public funds. I think public money ought to go to public education, and the ruling just confirmed my beliefs and re-energized me into knowing that our Constitution means something.
As you mentioned, concerned with the voucher program, and that's one thing that Governor Jindal in his response, that while the funding mechanism has been ruled unfavorably, the program itself remains intact.
Yes. And again, it's kind of like, you know, I'm not sure why they didn't choose that path to go on initially without involving public taxpayers' money to fund the program. You know, there are a lot of programs out there, and people have the right to do things as long as they figure out a way to fund them, not using public tax money to do it.
Are you hopeful that the money will be put back into the minimum foundation program in light of the decision?
Yes, I am. I hope that it has to be put back, or if there's a repayment plan, or if it halts the activity of the vouchers immediately. I think it will be much appreciated by our public schools because our kids need it. We need reduced class sizes. We need things that are going to help public education. Now, I'm not opposed to people wanting to make changes. Is our public schools all that they should be? No, they're not. However, the money that's being removed from the public education to be given to private sector or to vouchers could be better spent in our public education that has to serve every single child, no matter what their disabilities are, no matter what their gifts are. Every child has to be educated. So I'm very excited that hopefully we can move forward, put the MFP money back in public education where I think it should have remained all along, and better serve our kids.
Is it the feeling that those part of the process are encouraged that when we talk about the appeal of tenure reform, that might also be struck down as well?
Yes, there's hope. There's hope that a lot of the other things, such as tenure, such as the evaluation process of teachers, all of that can be relooked at and evaluated according to what is really happening with teachers in the schools. And right now, taking away tenure rights, adding all these new evaluation processes, all that kind of does is leave a bitter taste in a lot of educators' mouth. And whether we want to admit it or not, a little of it may fizzle down to our attitudes in the classroom. We want happy, well-rounded teachers in every classroom. And I think if they're not worried about evaluation tools and about whether or not someone can come in and remove them from their jobs immediately, I think that there's a lot of hope, and hopefully that will happen with the next ruling.
Sandy Lally serves as president of the Monroe Federation of Teachers. You're listening to 90.3 KEDM.